Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hey.
Hey.
Is that water you're wearing?
It is water I'm wearing. You know, I know we're all going to have our little stories of what we went through
Stupid.
This morning. I will say this.
What are you wearing, man?
A water.
A little water. Everyone's wearing water today. Uh-huh. Although I assume you guys leave from garages and check in a garage.
Yeah, that's true. I do walk out of a garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually didn't get wet today.
Yeah, I got soaked.
Oh, good.
So, did I tell you guys how I was having trouble getting the charger out of my car?
No.
I don't know, a couple months ago, and I brought my car in for service. Remember, I had to drive a different car, blah, blah, blah. So it just sticks in there. Like, it's like the latch won't let go. And so it's been fine. I got it fixed. 2 months have gone by. And, of course, today, on the day when it's absolutely pouring buckets off the roof, just onto my head. Mm. And usually I run out there, click, boom, boom, boom. I'm in my car within 30 seconds. Of course, today I'm like, let go! Standing there just getting completely soaked. And then I get in my car, and then super weird, because I know you guys had a totally different experience than this. There was not one other car on the road this morning. Like, I got onto 101, and I was, except for the car that got onto the highway with me, mm-hmm. I was completely alone.
Huh.
It was, like, I thought, are they running a
Saturday?
Traffic break behind me? Mm-hmm. Like, did stuff get stuck over the hill? Like, usually there's at least some trucks, and it was just bizarre and so windy, and just like, I'm like, oh my God, it's the apocalypse. Except KCBS was still on, so I knew that there were other people alive.
All right.
But I listened to the traffic reports. There was nothing about why is there absolutely no one else.
Along your side about accidents.
And then I heard about your side.
Oh, yeah. Our
so,
side.
So... That was, there's me. I'm just dripping. I'm drip drying in the car. And
it was about, I don't know, let's say 420, 425, something like that when we were coming up.
And so Alden drove you in.
Alden drove me in. Thank you, Alden, so much. It was hairy as
Shame.
A mofo.
Yeah. Shame.
And so, shame on him. So we were driving in and I looked up as we did the connector, 101 to 280 northbound to come downtown. We were looking, we saw the brake lights coming on, and then we're like, whoa, there was a car turned around, you know, facing
yes.
us, and it looked like a spin out, but you
just
don't know what's
solo.
Going on in, you know, who knows what's happening with that person, if
right.
they're knocked out or whatever, but it's dark, rainy, we had to keep going. And then Bryn texted me saying he called me saying he's parked.
So this is, he comes in half an hour after,
after
you.
After me, yeah, so he's in that. Stuff right now. Vinny, so next, you were you in any of that?
I wasn't.
It cleared by
yeah,
me.
I was super, it's a rough, it's raining heavy. It's one of like, I sort of gauge it on stress where you can relax and just
yes.
cruise.
Do-do-do.
It was stressful coming
yeah.
in. Like there's no letting up. And there's no, and as soon as you think you can, a big bucket gets thrown
right.
on your windshield and right. you're all mm-hmm. fingers crossed for the next 100 yards or whatever it is.
That like, I keep going straight in this lane
because
I can't see anything.
Yeah. Awful.
A lot of standing water.
But so that's just, it was fine though. I actually left early.
Yeah.
It just, I hit points where it was so slow. I was doing 45
yeah.
on the freeway, just
well,
going, man.
Can't drive much faster than
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you got to slow down.
I'm not going to break any records at this pace.
And you don't need to.
I like to, though. You know
yeah,
me.
Yeah, we like you in one piece.
You like a challenge.
I'm trying to win.
I'm not sure what the...
I just found out someone we work with is coming in from the way South Bay, too. So it was funny to hear that. And
oh,
now
who?
I'm downstairs.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Right.
Someone on the air down there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, they come in from real far south?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, I wasn't surprised enough to be like, hey, we should carpool. But I was all, wow. Bad choice.
Look at you, make. Turns out I'm the king and you're the queen of bad decisions.
Want to get married?
Oh, wait, I'm already betrothed to someone else.
Right, right. Anyway, yeah, so it was a sucky drive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to continue to suck.
I tell you, like, the whole world has a different look when you've gotten some sleep. I slept last night and woke up this morning and was all, I'm ready.
Oh,
let's
good
do
for
this.
You.
That's my knuckles.
It's tough, man. Any little thing really just throws a wrench in your in your whole attitude, your whole outlook on things, you know?
Well, immediately when I got up this morning, I stubbed my toe.
Oh wait geez. A minute.
And I go,
you know, can't your insurance company pay for you guys to be in a hotel? I was looking at some of those pictures you put up yesterday.
You said it broke again?
It's even worse. After I took that picture, we went out to eat, came back, and it was plastic just... I'm like, oh, my God, how do I get around? Oh, the stairs, I'm going to fall.
Can I just, maybe I don't know, maybe
and
you don't
probably
know.
Probably I don't know.
But the question is, you've had people in your house now for how many days?
Months.
A couple weeks.
I don't even know now. 3 weeks?
Okay,
I don't know.
3 weeks. The follow-up question to the 3 weeks with people in your house, not one of those cats has found the problem. Like, has been able to say... Here is your issue.
That's a John question.
So they may have told him
I'm sure they have told him. I was just telling Alden this morning that when John starts talking about it, my mind just goes somewhere else. And I just can't pay attention, especially after work. I cannot pay attention to almost anything the guy says. And
the guy.
Wow. I just wanted to tell you all my hopes and dreams.
I'm not some guy. I'm your husband.
I know.
Just, I wanted to share my
pressure. Let me nap for a little while. And there's all these things.
Dude, going to sleep is sometimes the answer. No, it doesn't sound
bad. I sound like a complete a-hole right
now. No, you don't. It's for sure not. You can only handle what you can handle.
We all have that.
Right. There's no question.
And I certainly have had people say stuff to me where I'm like, did you just call me dude?
Hey,
snap
dude.
Out of it.
Dude.
I've sacrificed a lot to be where we are right now. Don't call me dude. You know what I mean? I get it. We all have those moments where you can't quite be as respectful or as attentive as maybe you should be.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's their thing. And that's like, it's like when John talks about the Patriots. Like, I try to be there for him and I try so hard and then I just glaze over and I'm thinking about something else and nodding at him. There are certain things that are for one person in the partnership to be concerned about and the other person to just, like, I got a nap. I need to go lay down.
I will give me an hour.
It's exhausting.
I'll be all freshen up. I will fall asleep with all these fans going on everywhere because I'm so darn tired. But, Vinny, I think the answer is the toilet upstairs.
Just broke.
That's what I really believe.
Toilets
it
are,
was.
You know, you can get a toilet for $99. Like, that's just a flip.
We don't need this to happen again, but.
Right. But if you get the toilet, get a nicer toilet. Get a $200 toilet. You can get one of those toilets that shoots water up.
Johnny V
butt.
In his frugal ways is on the black market looking for a deal.
I found a $4 toilet.
He's at the dollar store.
You guys got toilets in here?
Yeah, we were looking at toilets yesterday, and that was super fun.
So you think it's the toilet, but something is stopping the water from just draining correctly. I mean, it's not coming out of the bottom of the toilet. Onto the floor. I don't want you because you fixed the ceiling.
You know how
everything
when,
was
when
fixed
you
and then
were
it happens
doing
again.
Anytime you guys do that home construction and we want to pick apart everything.
Yes,
I'm feeling like I just don't have any answers for you, and it is what it is, and we're just trying to go through it. And as far as a hotel, if we could sleep, you know, if we could still sleep there and be okay with you using the other bathrooms, that's fine. I can't really cook anything. But Ella's another thing we worry about. We don't want to displace her too much either.
Well, she's here with you, and that works for us. So.
I don't want to get her little tummy upset. You know you know how dogs are, V.
Yes.
Like, they're very temperamental.
Well, who are all these damn people in my house?
Yeah.
Why am I not just in my comfy place?
Yeah. So, and a lot of noise and all this plastic stuff. Like, I'm trying to teach her how to go in and out of the plastic.
But just so you know, and you probably already know this, the most important ingredient in your little dog's life is you. So as long as you have her and she can see you, mm-hmm. you could be, you know, perched on a little rock on a with lava around you guys.
She'd and be she'll all be like, oh, I'm with mom.
Oh, that is so sweet.
I'm okay. Mom's got me, you know, like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. You're her anchor point.
Okay. You're the deal
That's
for her.
Super yeah. sweet. That I'm so vulnerable right now. That could make me cry.
Yeah, no. Listen, it can be just overwhelming. Like, doing construction is one thing when you're building or whatever, but when something's going wrong,
right,
and damage is happening to your house, like, that is, like, it's overwhelming and exhausting, and just this sense of dis-ease that takes you over. Like, I feel, oh, I saw those pictures yesterday and I just wanted to cry. Like, oh my God.
Let me see.
It's a disaster.
I haven't cried yet.
Are you serious? You are amazingly strong. I would have been crying the first drip of water. I'd been like, oh no.
Oh, so what I was going to say, Vinny was saying this earlier.
Well, you're not tight with the tears though.
True. That is true.
I'm pretty tight with them most of the time. I'm saving up for something. I don't know.
I don't know what.
Let me throw tears at it.
Yeah. See if the tears help.
Here's some tears.
Sorry, you're adding more water to the problem.
When I got out of bed and I stubbed my toe because furniture's moved around, I thought, I can't even. I'm not even going to say ouch. I don't even have it in me to say ouch.
What did you guys do with all your furniture?
It's just moved around. They're just moving things. You know, room to room,
your
things around.
Living room was emptied.
Yeah. I don't know. It must be behind some plastic thing that I'm not looking into.
Oh.
There's chairs in the kitchen.
What about the garage?
No. It wasn't in the garage. I don't know. I don't really care. Whatever.
It's weird seeing all the pics, though, because I haven't been to your house yet, and I'm wondering, is this going to delay the housewarming party?
It might a little by a few weeks.
You've lived there 10 years.
Just a few weeks, though. We'll get right back to planning.
Good.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Excellent. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So after I stubbed my toe, I decided that I wasn't going to say ouch, and that wasn't going to make it that a bad day. Today was going to be a great day.
Right.
Forget that. I mean, my toe still hurts, but that's all right.
Well, that is the thing about coming in here. You know, we do set everything in our lives aside. No matter what it is.
And we're having a good time.
And for these 4+ Yay! Hours, we're together and giving each other crap and
believe
loving
it or
each
not,
other.
This is my fun time.
No, I do believe it. Are you kidding me? Sometimes, like, things just seem terrible in your life. You come in here, I'm like, it's all right.
It's all
you guys
good.
Are my anchor point.
Exactly.
I'm your Ella. As long as I have you in my sight, I'll be all right.
Speaking of you and Ella together,
go to the Alice973 Instagram. We posted a picture of the seventh member of the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show, Ella.
The mascot. And I wrote down there, my bitches.
I think we're both on the... Oh, no, you're holding the dog, aren't you? I'm on the ground next to you.
Yeah, you're on the ground. You are.
Well, it's funny because at first I got down on the ground because Ella was down on the... And I was like, come over here, Ella. And then I was just like too tired to get up. So I just stayed down there. Like, whatever.
Take the picture.
Just take the picture. What about you, Hooman? How was your 1 minute drive in?
Yeah, I just I didn't have the best night's sleep, but it's okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. You know, these things happen.
Oh, sorry to have bragged about my sleep right,
no,
right
that's
into
good.
Your face.
I'm
I didn't know.
Did.
Listen, I didn't know that. I wasn't trying to rub my sleep
no,
in your
no,
face.
Listen.
Yeah, I also got an amazing night's sleep. I'm not trying to rub it in your face. I just wanted to, you know, commiserate
with you.
You
had a terrible
me.
Night the night before.
Oh,
so
the two nights before were terrible. Like, last night was just...
Bliss.
I this has to happen tonight. Yeah. I'm sleeping in the other room by myself.
With my headphones that cancel noise.
Right, I absolutely did. Anyway, so you,
yeah, so
was
you
it
were
your
due-
back?
Yeah, it was my back. So you were due for a good night. So
I was.
I got here super early, anticipating everyone was going to be a little late, and set as much up as I could before you got here. So yeah, it's fine.
You're amazing.
You
know,
do what
you
I can.
You are amazing, so Hooman.
The little bit I do, tiny bit. Eensy weensy.
No doubt there. So. Yeah. I'm kidding.
What's happening?
I don't know. I think we're getting off to a pretty good start considering
I say so.
It's just crap out there today.
Be careful, everyone.
Please leave yourself a couple extra minutes. Look at us. We all left early and we all got here late.
Did Bryn make it in?
Bryn did finally make it in. Right. And then it's so funny because I got here so much earlier than him that I had 100 things ready to go. He goes, okay, what do you got for me? I go, well, just get yourself settled and let me know when you're ready. He goes, I'm ready. And I'm just, okay, on page 5, on page 6. I mean, like 50 zillion things plus the charts at 7 o'clock. So we'll get going here. I kind of want to give him as much time as possible. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Back in a second with R. Kelly. Yay.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.